Welcome to the Sowing Hope podcast. This is a show all about implanting hope in our hearts. I'm Bill Snyder, joined by my friend Ann DeSantis. We're glad you're here for our uplifting conversation about faith and how it sustains our hearts through all the seasons of life. Thanks for walking with us. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Sowing Hope. I'm Bill Snyder, and joined, as always, by my friend Ann DeSantis. It is a pleasure to have you joining us wherever you are listening from. Thank you for tuning in tonight. And Ann, go ahead and unmute your mic and say hello to our lovely audience out there listening in digital cyberland tonight.
Hello, lovely audience.
Yeah, tonight... Today's been a wild day, right? Just been crazy around the country and in our lives here today. But nevertheless, there is hope to be found out there. And we're excited to be able to bring you some hope and some cheer along these tough days, not only for our country, but for each and every one of us living with everything that's going on. So thanks so much for being here. If you want to join us live on the air, head over to the Podbean app. Again, it's the Podbean app. And you can just select the call-in button over there and join us. But we do ask that you at least message your what you're going to say or a question you might have for us. Just stick it inside the text boxes and the chat, the live chat, so we at least know what's going to be coming up for us. And tell us a little bit about yourself, too. Of course, I want to welcome all of our friends listening on the YouTube live as well. That's a that's another way you can listen to us, and we're hoping that you're able to tune in and work with us, talk with us, and be with us tonight. So thanks so much for being here. And we're going to continue the conversation tonight on bullying, right? I mean, we only got through about half of it. The couple episodes ago, we were doing bullying, and we were like, "Yeah, we probably should finish off the list because there's a lot of ways people bully others."
That's right. Bill had asked me to come up with a list of the ways that people bully because, you know, it begins with awareness, and there's a lot of ways that all of us, and also, you know, just generally speaking, that people can bully or try to dominate over other people without even realizing it. And, you know, I think this world needs peace more than anything else right now. And we're in the middle, as you said, of kind of a crazy time, because right now with this coronavirus that we're all praying about and worried about, you know, takes away some of that peace. And I know, Bill, we are going to have a conversation for our next podcast to talk about that, too, and ways that we can pray about things that we all worry about, such as health. So I just invite everybody to join us, too, who's listening, that the next time we meet will be Tuesday, 9 a.m. Eastern time. So keep that in mind to come back. We're going to talk about the coronavirus, not the medical part of it, but more just the coping with it, praying about it, and ways that we can support one another during a time of crisis.
Yeah. I got a text from you this afternoon that said there were 13 people in your surrounding area that mm-hmm. had the virus. It was kind of, which is crazy, right? I mean, that's nuts. There's only six here in the state of Wisconsin, right this minute. I mean, it's changing constantly and rapidly, but right as this minute. So if you're listening to this on you know, repeat, you know, the numbers are way off. I'm sure at this point, but you know, we're it's just wild and crazy. But yeah, I mean, we have to be you know, vigilant too. We have to be careful about that. We don't bully others.
That's right. It is very important. And these are two separate topics, obviously. The coronavirus and bullying are two different topics, but they're human topics, aren't they?
Yes, they are. So,
that's why we're going back to bullying, because I had compiled this list of the ways that people bully. Now, I'm not going to read all the ones that we talked about last episode, but I'll just read some of the ones that stood out a little more and then go back to where we left off. So, I mean, obviously, gossiping about someone is a bullying technique. whether in a group or social media setting. Gossiping, talking about someone, such as disclosing personal information, making up lies, or simply saying anything about a person in a poor light to others is gossip. And also, of course, sometimes even if you disclose something that is true that the person doesn't want you to talk about with others, that's also gossip and can also be categorized as part of bullying.
Yes. Yes, it can. I mean, that was that I think we talked about it a little bit on the last bullying episode where we talked about what was it called? Detraction was saying something true that didn't need to be said. And both of them are, you know, gossiping is saying something untrue. And then of course, detraction saying something true that does not need to be said. Those two things kind of go hand in hand, very much so. So just remember when you're out there, even if you know dirt on somebody, do you really need to say it? You don't need to defame somebody or to slander somebody. Of course, there's appropriate settings, you know, that you might need to share information in a confidential way with somebody else. That is not sinful. But, so just think about that, you know, as you're going through your day, because I think it's easy to do that. I think it's very easy to do that. You start talking about somebody and say, hey, can you believe what they did? Oh my gosh. You know, does that really need to be said? Or, you know, does it need to be, does it not, can you refrain from that?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think if we all take a pause before you speak, it makes the hugest difference in conversations when you wait to say what you want to say. Because sometimes when you listen to people in a group setting where gossip is happening, what you're seeing is, and what I've seen before, is that rapid fire of just talking about a situation or people and laughing. And, you know, I mean, humor can be a good thing, but we all know it can also be a bad thing too, especially when it's directed at somebody else. And right. That's when it can become bullying.
Exactly. Yeah, totally. Totally can become bullying when it's directed at somebody. I even think about, you know, different, you know, comedians and different people that often use other people as a scapegoat, sometimes publicly. You know, they'll call out different people, and you know, it can be funny to masses of people, right? But that doesn't make it right. And I think about participating in stuff like that too, because I've gone to comedy shows. I've seen, you know, people. I remember going to actually a show over at the Electric Factory in Philadelphia, and with a bunch of my college buddies. And you know, this guy is there, and he's just, you know, kind of trashing other people and trashing, you know, public figures and whatnot. And you know, is that really necessary? Even if you think that they've brought it on themselves, right? And you know, a lot of times we say that about public figures or, you know, actresses or actors or, you know, whatever, because of their, you know, but there's entire shows that, you know, that base themselves around this entertainment. And there's a person behind that, you know, maybe they've messed up, maybe they've, you know, screwed up, but does that mean that, you know, we have to detract from their personality or their character? Does that mean we have to further detract from their character by, you know, making jokes of it and entertaining the masses of people, with that? I don't know if that's something that we should be, you know, even paying tickets to go see. And, you know, I mean, I'm guilty of that, you know, supporting people like that. That can be a form of bullying in a corporate way, in a big setting like that.
Exactly. And we have to remember too, I mean, suicide rates are climbing, and it's a known fact that people who are bullied there's a much higher suicide rate. I can't throw out that number, what it is, but it's a known fact that, those that are bullied, you know, that are many more times likely to consider suicide. So I think it's something that we should all think about when talking about anybody and in group conversations and making fun of people. Another thing on my list is hollering, belittling, ignoring, physical abuse, any type of physical contact that is not acceptable to the receiver is inappropriate and wrong behavior, and therefore bullying.
Absolutely. Absolutely, it is. You know, 100%. I'm just pulling up your list here, and I want to remind people that you can head over to the Podbean. Like on the last Podbean, if you want to follow along with Ann and I, if you head over to episode 6 on the Podbean thing, we actually have a PDF that's downloadable. Ann came up with this beautiful list, and you know we're kind of going down it on tonight's episode, but you can download the PDF for free right to your computer or your phone, and you can share it with others. I think this is a really good resource, to kind of share with others all the different ways. So just write in the show notes if you follow the link that says click here for the downloadable resource. Click here. You just click those words, and you'll have it right on your phone or on your TV, right around your phone or on your computer. So, feel free to follow along with us.
Thank you. I'm going to read one more on the list. Now I'm going to go way down on this list that we made and pick up where we left off, because I just wanted to go over a couple of the main ones. But the next one I have is in work situations, treating an employee or coworker with suspicion when there is no proof of wrongdoing. Treating them either like a child, a troublemaker, or with disrespect. This is improper and wrong in the work world and in general. Yeah. You know, sometimes people like to find something that someone is doing wrong. And you know what? Sometimes the accuser is wrong some of the times.
Yeah.
That happens.
Yeah. And, the other thing, too, is, I think one of the biggest ways that we can overcome bullying and overcome this notion. I mean, my saying you're sorry, is such an important thing. And sometimes people in authority over you make wrong decisions. They do. And, so if you're a boss of somebody, and they've made a wrong decision or you've made a wrong decision as a boss of somebody and mistreated an employee, never be so proud to walk up to that person and say, "Hey, you know what? I made a mistake here. You were right. I'm sorry I treated your ideas. I'm sorry I treated you like a little kid. I'm sorry that I didn't make you a valued member of the team in doing that." Do not ever think that you cannot rectify a situation like that. I mean, that will take care of so many problems in the workplace. And too often our pride gets in the way. I think when you talk about a lot of the aspects of bullying, I think it's pride. We want to have, something over somebody else, right? We live in a very competitive society. And right now, the competition, just with the news today of Major League Baseball and the NHL, NCAA, the NCAA canceled, didn't just suspend it. They canceled the March Madness Final Four. They canceled it. Completely done. Not going to happen in 2020, folks. So guess what? There's no competition. There's no competition in any of these leagues right now, And I think sometimes we need to take a deep breath ourselves and say, what are we competing about? What are we competing for? To get another few dollars of money above this person, or you don't want that person to take your job because they might be you feel that they're smarter than you. Like, what are we? That's all bullying, folks. That's all bullying. Why are you, why are you trying to hold somebody else down? Why are you trying to hold somebody else down, intentionally? So, drop the competition. Drop the competition. God will take care of it all.
I completely agree with you. And I'm a mom. I mean, for people who are listening, may or may not know me, I have two daughters, 23 and 21. And I decided to homeschool my kids and when they were younger. So that was a real joy for me. And now, Bill, that the name of this program is Sowing Hope, and it's your Patchwork Heart Ministries. And one thing that Bill and I have in common, which, we talked about on some of the episodes, is both of us have been affected by some kind of a heart condition, whether past or present. You know, part of my realization of wanting to spend time with my kids was having that problem when my daughter, my second daughter, was a baby. And by the grace of God, I'm alive after having that disease, which affected me for a short time, but it was in the realm of congestive heart failure and really made me open up my eyes to see what's important in this life. Time is a gift, and we don't have that much of it while we're here. And one of the things that I realized as well, being a mother, and you see young kids as young as preschool, the competition that you see that happens even with little kids in playgroups and such is just not right. What we're trying to teach kids in society, that the competition level is bad. And I think it fosters bullying.
Yes.
When you're always comparing notes about every little thing that has to do with kids.
Yeah.
So, one thing I would say, not to say that in the realm of homeschooling, did I see competitiveness within homeschooling? Of course I did, because humans are humans. But one thing I would say is that it was a good thing that they didn't have to be exposed to it, my kids, on a larger level of that whole competition thing that happens in schools and workplaces and neighborhoods and other venues. And I know you understand that, Bill, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, just again, parents out there, I'm not a parent yet, just try not to be so competitive. And, you know, a lot of times you're actually competing through your kids. You know, and that's the pressure you're putting on them, right? Like, you're putting pressure on your kid so that you can talk to your friends about how great your kid is.
Yeah, exactly, right.
I mean, the conversations sometimes are surrounding, you know, how great your children are, is a fascinating thing, you know, because even as a young adult, I'm 35. I have friends and people who have, you know, children. And a lot of times, you know, if you're just having a casual lunch, it's like, well, my kid is involved in this and they have this and they have this and they have this. Like, you know, excuse me for not really caring all that much about it. And what really matters at the end? What matters at the end, you know, of life? You know, I remember listening to Deacon Ralph Pollo talk about it. You know, we compete for all these things. You know, what is it? Okay, your kid got this scholarship, or they got this, you know, position on a travel baseball team, or they got a position. All of that stuff can be wiped out in an instant, and you're watching it right now happen in society. It's all being wiped out in an instant. NBA championships, NCAA championships. Think of all those seniors that have a chance of playing an NCAA championship for the first time. And guess what? Nada. Not going to get it. Not going to happen. And they have spent their entire collegiate career working hard to get in the Final Four, to get in the Final Four tournament. What does it mean to you? Why are you pushing your kids so hard? Why are you pushing yourself even so hard to get ahead and get somewhere, when that can just be wiped away in an absolute instant? The only thing that really matters at the end is whether you go to heaven or not, you know? And I remember listening to Deacon Ralph talk about that, and, you know, it's so true. So bullying others isn't about, nobody can bully their way into the gates of heaven. That's not going to happen. You're not going to bully your way into heaven. God does not tolerate bullies. So, you know, not going to happen.
That's right. That's right. The rules in eternity and in heaven are much different than the rules down here. You know, of course, there's good people on earth. I'm not saying that there aren't. I'm just saying that, like, as we're talking about competition and bullying, you realize that it really is an evil. So I want to make a shout out to people who are listening. And if you've been bullied, first of all, we want to apologize for that, because, you know, it's a really sad thing, I think, because every single human being, including you who are listening, is a gift from God. There's not a person alive who doesn't matter. And when we're treated as a means to an end for somebody else to get up the ladder of success, listen, that's just plain wrong. It doesn't matter how big your house is, how big your bank account is, how many expensive purses you have in your closet, how many millions of friends and parties you have. None of these things in 100 years are going to mean a thing. Really, it's the goodness inside of you. Okay. And it's not where you started. It's where you end. I really believe that. I say that to my kids all the time. It's not where you start. It's where you end. And as you brought up, the end of our lives really is what matters, because all these things will fade away. As you said, Bill, when you were talking about the basketball championships and everything like that. And, you know, even this virus that's happening in our country right now, we lift up prayers for all those people who are suffering, you know, and it'll pass. We know that it's going to pass, but we hope everything gives us a lesson in life, doesn't it?
Yeah.
A lesson, and helps us to appreciate each other more, helps us to reach out to each other more and connect with people and do what God commands us to, love others, because it's so important.
Yes, it really, you know, it really is. How we, you know, treat other people, and, you know, think about, you know, and again, even during this Lenten season, right? Even during this Lenten season, when you're treating people, just think about how you treat them. Actually think about how you treat somebody who is in front of you as a human being.
Oh, absolutely.
Think about how you treat them. And, you know, I went in today, I went in about three different stores or five different stores, a bank and stuff, running errands, you know, just to get the essentials in case things do get worse here. You know, I mean, you know, in Annstown, they called a full on stop.
Right.
She's not even, nothing's going to be open in Annstown whatsoever. She's kind of at home here, you know, and going to be stuck. All the schools are closed. Everything is closed. So, you know, it's just being prepared. But people are literally bowling over other people. You cannot even find a roll of toilet paper in Walmart. You cannot even find a roll of toilet paper.
Wow.
You know, no water, no toilet. I mean, like, and, you know, vitamin C, all of it. There's nothing around for anybody. And people are like, you know, going around me in a, you know, golf cart and, or in these little ride around carts, you know, inside Walmart looking for all this stuff. And finally, after people bowling you over and, you know, taking you and doing all this stuff, I'll tell you this one woman who was ahead of me in the checkout line. I went into the self checkout line, and this woman and her elderly mother were checking out all the checkout things. And her mom had to be like 85, and I had purchased a lot of items in the Walmart. And, you know, and so she saw me putting them on the belt, and I was patiently waiting for her and her mom to go get out of the way. And she turned around to me and she said, "Do you need help with anything? Here's somebody else who's taking care of their 85-year-old mom, you know, in Walmart, and you're getting the essentials too, like everybody else is doing." And she turns around and she says, "Do you need help with anything?" Now that right there, that is what we should be doing. I was like, "You know what, ma'am? Thank you so much for asking. I'm really okay. You know, why don't you get, you know, back home, you know, with your mom or whatever." And just, that is a, you know, these moments are where, you know, humanity comes together, and it's the antithesis of bullying. But there was plenty of people, you know, trying to run me over with, you know, shopping carts too.
Oh, hey, that's a good story. And I love to hear how people come together, you know, in difficult times and see the humanity that's there. And, you know, we're all created by God and loved by God. So when we work together to bring goodness to the world, you know, that's what Sowing Hope podcast is all about. And just a little shout out, if you go on social media, please check out our pages, because it's Sewing Hope podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and also on Instagram. I invite you to connect with us there. But most of all, you know what? Bill and I hope to create a community for you to reach out to us with prayer intentions. You know, we're believers in God. We're people of faith. We are Catholic. We would love to hear your prayer requests. And our email address is sewinghope@patchworkheart.org. S-E-W-I-N-G, hope@patchworkheart.org. So yep. We would love to hear from you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really thank you all for tuning in too on the Podbean app. A few people have just kind of checked in with us and said hello and God bless you. And so that's beautiful. We thank you for tuning in. And if you want to, again, follow us on social media, send us your questions, send us comments, whatever. We'd love to have you join us as well on air. Just make sure you write in what you'd like to say before we before we let you on the air. But yeah, it's just, God is so good at bringing people together. You know, we were even talking about today's show and you called me earlier and I said, you know, this is a beautiful thing. We're actually able to be with people in a community, over digitally, right? I mean, this is like, a beautiful way we get to be able to use social media and podcasting to build up the body of Christ. You get to build up one another where people might be quarantined or might not be able to get out of the house easily. That's where this comes in as such a awesome way to connect with people. So we encourage you to connect with us on Facebook, connect with us on Twitter, Instagram. We've got it all set up now. And of course, head over to our websites too. Mine's patchworkheart.org and simply andysantis.com. And you're going to be able to, connect with us there and hear all about the different ways throughout the week that we can, support you and help you in your faith journey. Because, Anne loves posting up all the different things on Facebook there. So there's so many different ways we can support one another. We really encourage you. Definitely connect with us. Should we take just a short break here, Anne, while, it's just about 5:30, just take a short little break play just a couple commercials. And then when we come back, we will take your questions, calls. Chad, thank you so much for tuning in to the program here and wanting to dial us in and call in. We're just going to take a short break. If you would like to message us your question or what you'd like to say, please do so, and then we'll be happy to take you on air when we get back from this break. But we'll be right back after these messages. This is Sowing Hope. I'm Bill Snyder, and I'm with Ann DeSantis. Don't go anywhere, folks.
Join Patchwork Heart Ministry founder Bill Snyder for Running to the Heart of the Father, a three-night parish mission at St. Bridget's Catholic Church in Pleasant Hill, Missouri, from March 18th to March 20th. Bill will use stories, personal witness, and prayer experiences to inspire and challenge all to lay their weaknesses and insecurities at the foot of the cross and run to the heart of the Father. Worship music will be led by Penny Warner, and the mission begins with fellowship each night at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit patchworkheart.org. At times it seems like the world today is filled with so much division, bigotry, and hatred. So it's up to us to make sure that we get back to the basics, and that is Jesus Christ and his message of faith, hope, and love. Faith, Hope, Love with John and Morgan Bender is a new project that seeks to do just that by engaging and inspiring Catholics within the Archdiocese of Milwaukee and beyond. Read personal faith stories, interviews, and news all by visiting the Faith, Hope, and Love blog.blogspot.com or follow us on Twitter at Johnny Bender MKE.
The St. Raymond Nonatus Foundation for Freedom, Family, and Faith offers prayerful accompaniment for those who are affected by divorce and separation. We offer free online support meetings for those affected by divorce and for adult children of divorce. You can learn more about us at nonatus.org. That's nonatus.org. Text or call 215-870-9913.
Patchwork Heart Ministry is committed to sowing hope into broken hearts by helping young people encounter the love of Jesus Christ and His Catholic Church through prayer, storytelling, and media initiatives. We invite you to prayerfully consider supporting this mission financially. Mail your tax-deductible donation to Patchwork Heart Ministry at P.O. Box 563, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, zip code 53147, or visit patchworkheart.org to donate online. That's Patchwork Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 563, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, 53147, or online at patchworkheart.org.
All right, folks, and welcome back here on Sowing Hope. I'm Bill Snyder, as always, joined by Andy Santis, and we're here today talking about the second half of our bullying discussion. We had a couple episodes ago. We had a bullying discussion. We were talking about the real problem, how Christians and Catholics and all people kind of bully other people, and so. We have a really long, nice, extensive list of ways that you might not have thought you've been bullying somebody else, and it's available, and it'll be in the show notes again on this podcast, but it's available on episode 6 of Sowing Hope. If you click on the show notes, up will pop a beautiful PDF that Ann put together with all the different ways that, some of the ways maybe you haven't thought about bullying other people. You know, oftentimes, I think we said this on episode 6, is where we think of it as taking somebody's lunch money is kind of, bullying, and bullying kind of ends when you've graduated high school or whatever, and it's kind of over. I know I was a geek and a guy that kind of got bullied in high school and whatnot as well. But it's not just that. There's plenty of ways that we bully others. The list is great. I know, in the second half of our, show tonight, we can talk a little bit more about some of them because, they're really unique, right? There's some really unique ways to think about it, about bullying.
Thanks, Bill. Yeah. I prayed about it before I made this list because, I went on my own experiences, but also a little bit of research too. And as Bill said, that list is available and there's probably, 20 things and we're almost finished. So what I was thinking is I'll just read the rest of the list so we've done it. And then yeah. I thought maybe, Bill, we could talk with everybody who's listening about the antidote. And I think the antidote really is being a better person, praying for people, praying for our enemies, reaching out to those in need. And really just rejecting bullying because it's wrong and it causes a lot of problems in this world. So
yes,
I'm just going to read some of the other ones on the list. So I left off with the one about work. Another, so this will be about 5 more. And one would be making fun of anyone regarding race, sexuality, hairstyle, attire, religion, political affiliation, weight. And the list goes on. I mean, I just said a few. Making fun of people is bullying, whether in their presence or not in their presence. That's one. So I'm going to read this list, Bill, and then we can go back. Practical jokes can be also bullying behavior. So just being careful about that because sometimes people think practical jokes are hysterical. And sometimes maybe if they're done the right way, but you have to be careful. But there's a very fine line with practical jokes.
Yes.
And next is talking about anyone in a poor light when they're not present is wrong. We must always act as if the person were in the room when being discussed. And I think that helps in any way is just to reflect on the fact that, so-and-so is not there to hear what you're saying. Would they want you to say whatever you're saying, whether it's a truth, a lie, whatever it is, would they want you to talk about that? And if the answer is no, then don't do it.
Right.
Two more. Ending a friendship abruptly and I put it in quotes, not talking to someone when the person is attempting to be considerate. Of course, there's boundaries. We know that. But if the person is acting within reason and the other party cuts them off for unreasonable reasons, then this could be also be bullying. People who like to give that silent treatment. Now, I know that there's people who are doing really bad things that maybe the only way to get the person away from you is to kind of ignore them or whatever. But there's times when that ignoring by someone who does have a good heart, and they're not really doing anything that's wrong in God's eyes, or really wrong behaviors, then maybe that can also be bullying, is putting up those fences when maybe the person is trying to say they're sorry or reconcile. I think that's also in the category. And then one more, I wrote acting rude to a person in a party or social setting in order to alienate someone. You know, people sometimes at parties, if you see an enemy there, someone you don't like, people can gather in a circle and laugh at somebody, whether it's at school, a party, church, work, you know, that's bullying. That really is. So consider that as something that we all should not be doing, is having a nasty conversation in the presence of the person, whether or not they just, you know, people do bad things, let's face it. But do you need to do that in front of them? Do you need to make fun of them with other people in their presence and make the situation even worse? So there, that's really the rest of my list.
Yeah, no, the list, you know, the list is good. And, you know, one of the things that I'll just jump back to, because I think, you know, a lot of times, you know, we don't consider it as bullying, is, you know, mean practical jokes. You know, I mean, I think a lot of, you know, especially young people really, really engage in that. You know, there's even a movie out there right now, I guess, which I guess is okay. You know, I think they have a, called Impractical Jokers or something like that. There's a new movie coming out about making practical jokes or something like that. And so, you know, again, but it's always treating people with dignity and respect. That is super important. And not letting that joke cross the line. I mean, you know, there's certain things that are funny, like candid camera and things like that, that are, you know, harmless. And, you know, you're not belittling the actual person. But, you know, I've seen things that have crossed the line, and, you know, as a youth minister or whatever, where I've had to correct kids who have just absolutely, you know, thought it was funny to do to somebody. I mean, I remember I was on a retreat this past two years ago, I had this happen on the retreat, where there was this kid who was being just absolutely picked on, where almost I had to throw the bullies off of the retreat. He actually came up to me, and he had enough courage to be able to come up to me and say, "Hey, you know, I'm really getting trashed here by these kids." And this is ridiculous. They were using his neck fat as a credit card reader, and running their fingers through his neck fat, like pretending like, you know, like there was like a crease in his neck. And, you know, here you are, you know, first of all, you know, trying not to, you know, at all give these bullies any room for what they're doing. But also trying to, you know, stand up for the weak kid. And, you know, I was like, you know, and they had done other things to him. They had, like, you know, like taken his bed and thrown it outside. They had, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm going, you know, is this really, like, are you guys really this serious? Like, I mean, you know, is it really funny to pick on this kid? You know, is it really funny to make practical jokes, you know, constantly about this kid? And it ended up that I, you know, started contacting parents. Ended up that I started, had to call the pastor of the church, you know, to come in. And, you know, fortunately, everybody got confirmed and everybody was able to, you know, make up. But I mean, you know, you've got one set of parents on one side of saying, you know, this is not happening. My kids are not doing this to this other kid. And you're going, well, some of this I've seen with my own two eyes, so I know your kid did this, you know. And, you know, just be, if you are in the position of authority as a youth minister or a pastor or, you know, a teacher in your classroom, you need to call that stuff out, you know. And believe me, that's hard to do, you know, trying to call somebody else's, you know, kids out on the carpet and saying, hey, you know what, they just did this. That's not easy to do, but you need to do it, because because, you know, this stuff is not funny. I mean, you know, every once in a while we might think it's funny. You know, we try not to laugh, you know, even though, you know, some of it in the way it's presented in our society might seem funny. As I said earlier, like going to a Gabriel Iglesias or whatever, or, you know, concert or something, and, you know, they're making these jokes and everyone, you know, 1,000 people around you are laughing. You know, it just kind of becomes infectious. But the idea to put a stop to it and try not to do it is so important too. So I just like to highlight that one because, you know, that one can really be bullying. It can really be bullying.
Yeah, thanks for that, sharing that experience, because really there's a lot of bullying going on with young people in school and youth groups and things like that. So it's good to that you would mention these things because parents need to know. You know, sometimes we always think that, hey, my kid would never do that. Well, don't be so sure, right? I mean, it can happen. It can happen. I thought maybe, Bill, we could talk about some meditations that might help those listening who have been affected by bullying. And you know what? The antidote, as I was saying, and I think, Bill, you agree, is realizing, honestly, your own worth, first of all, with God, because every single human being, whoever you are, wherever you are, created by God, loved by God. And our judgment doesn't come from other people. You know, people like to judge on all kinds of things. I mean, I mentioned that in my list, you know, whether it be, you know, judging them on race or religion or sexuality or hairstyle or weight or, you know, some of the stupidest things in the world people can judge others on. But remember that worth comes from God. So I thought I could read, if I could, just a few meditations from different people here that will help us to, you know, see the other side of it. So I read this on the other bullying episode. It says that bullying is for people who don't have any confidence at all. So everyone who is being bullied, always remember, they are scared of you. You have something that they don't, and this is why they bully you. Don't let words from bulliers affect you, because they're the ones that need confidence, not you. Remember, I believe that's true. I think that when people, when you really look at a bully, yeah, they're weak people.
Yes.
They really are. They're a lot weaker than we realize.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, there's something that they're, you know, you have something. I think I said this in the last episode too, but you have something that they want. You actually have something that they want. And that's the reason why they're bullying you, right? It could be the lunch money. It could be, you know, your circle of friends. It could be a number of things that they want from you. And they will do apparently stop at nothing to get it. And so just keep that in mind, folks, as you, you know, maybe encounter bullying in your own life. You know, if there's a specific thing they keep targeting, ask them, actually ask them, you know, why do you keep wanting my lunch money? Are you really that hungry? Or are, you know, because it could be, you know, or maybe it's that they want to be, you know, popular, and they're doing it because of, you know, some other setting that they're trying to impress their other friends or something. You know, standing up for one another and standing up for yourself, that is not easy to stand up for yourself. There's some difficulty, you know, in trying to do that. So yeah, I definitely think, you know, praying for those people in those situations, and helping them discover what and why are they bullying you, because you have something that they want.
Yeah. It makes a lot of sense. And I appreciate your words and thoughts, Bill. I wanted to read a couple more if I could. Yeah. And also, like I said, throughout this program, is please, this is a community for you. We invite you to come back and connect with Sowing Hope with Bill Snyder and myself and DeSantis on social media and at Sewing Hope Podcast on social media. Because you know what? We're doing this because really, honestly, we do care and believe that the message of God is for all of us. It's for you listening, and you have such value. And the reason we picked this topic of bullying is because it is an evil that's happening in our world. It's happening in families and neighborhoods and schools and workplaces. And unfortunately, it's even happening in the church. So it's good to bring that to light, to just to give you that hope and let you know that somebody cares. So please send us an email sometime at sewinghope@patchworkheart.org. That's S-E-W-I-N-G, hope@patchworkheart.org. I thought I would read another one. It says that Martin Luther King said, "I've decided to stick with love. Hate is too great a burden to bear." Isn't I thought that was also a good one.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. That's a really good quote.
And another one, and this one's from Mahatma Gandhi. He said that nobody can hurt me without my permission.
Yeah. And you know, there's something to be said about that quote right there too. Really. Are you giving somebody permission to hurt you? And in what way maybe are you doing so? You know, just that's a really good reflective question for just the Lenten season. You know, we often talk about other people hurting us. We like to blame other people often. And yes, bullying is something where the blame falls on the bully, not on us. You know, like most things in life, we have to open a door. You know, we're susceptible in some way. And so in what way are you or have you opened a door to allow this person to hurt you? And if you've opened that door, pray that God gives you the wisdom, the foresight to be able to end it and close that door on the person. You know, permission, we give ourselves permission to wallow in our brokenness. We really do. You and me give ourselves permission to, you know, say, "Oh, poor me. I'm never going to get any better. I'm never going to get out of this situation. I'm never." That is giving, you know, permission for the abuse or for the bullying to continue. At some point, you got to say, "I'm standing up for myself," you know, because I have a worth, I have a dignity. And so I like that quote because I think it challenges us to stand up for ourselves.
Absolutely. It's so important because you have a dignity and a worth. And God is watching over situations that we might feel abandoned, but God is always there. Padre Pio said, St. Padre Pio, that you can't give God deadlines. So even though it seems like a situation may never end and it's just terrible, remember, you know, everything has a beginning, a middle, and an end. Even, you know, our lives are the same way, aren't they? I mean, we have a beginning, a middle, and an end, and so do these bad situations that you may have to deal with. I think that forgiveness is also an issue that all of us have to deal with when it comes to bullying. And I have another quote here, if I can read it. It says, but this is from the Holy Father, Pope Francis. "Jesus asks us to believe that forgiveness is the door which leads to reconciliation. In telling us to forgive our brothers and sisters unreservedly, he is also asking us to do," I'm having a hard time reading the rest of this quote, "but to do what he would do," is really what it is.
Yeah.
So by forgiving. And forgiveness is a door that can help you to move away from a bully, because you know what? It's hard to forgive a bully.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that you're inviting the bully to keep doing what they're doing.
No.
It doesn't mean that you're saying, "Hey, bring it on. Keep abusing me." It's not at all. In fact, I just want to mention, make a shout out to those who are listening, that another way that we've seen destruction in relationships and even sometimes bullying is when people are affected by divorce and separation. And I just want to make a shout out as we're on this call that if anybody is dealing with that issue, the foundation that I represent helps people in those situations in a spiritual way, that you can check us out online at nonatus.org, nonatus.org. It's a Catholic foundation, and we specialize in spiritual accompaniment for those affected by divorce. I just wanted to make that shout out because it's all about accompaniment, isn't it?
Yes.
Feeling like God is with you no matter what the bad situation may be in your life, that God can help you get through it.
Yes. Yes, he can. And, you know, there's so many different resources out there for each and every one of you. You know, do a Google search. Now, if you're being, you know, bullied in some way, or being trashed in some way, or, you know, you have some big struggle in your life, you know, maybe, you know, as Ann said, you know, maybe it's surrounding a divorce, or maybe you're a product of, you know, divorce from divorced parents or whatever. I mean, you know, there's a lot of trauma. There's a lot of, you know, things out there, but you know, whatever your struggle is, I really encourage you to take a moment and we pray about it. Pray about that struggle, and then, you know, reach out to somebody. And just, you know, it can be simple as something as simple as a Google search, you know, to find out what support network or what support group you can be in. You know, I mean, we all know of, you know, the big ones out there, like you know, Alcoholics Anonymous, or, you know, these different groups out there that do support you in addictions, or in, you know, through different struggles you might be having. And you know, a lot of the things that we run to, you know, when it comes to addictions or things like that, are because we have been mistreated in some way, you know, and held back in some way, or it's hereditary, or our parents did it, or whatever. So, you know, just think about those ways maybe that you have been bullied, and, you know, some of your weaknesses. It's a great time during this Lenten season to do so. And as you do it, you know, just take that one bold step. You know, it doesn't mean everything's going to be perfect tomorrow. We're not saying that. All we're saying is take the step to begin to address those problems. And the Lord will definitely bless you for that.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. It's good to mention that, because, you know, yes, there's evil in the world. Yes, there's bad people. Yes, there's bullying. But there's also a lot of hope, right? Our show, Sowing Hope, and that's why we're here, because we want to sow hope and help to sow hope in your own life. Another quote that I found, this is also by Pope Francis. He said, if we each doing our part, if we do good to others, if we meet there doing good, and we go slowly, gently, little by little, we'll make that culture of encounter. We need that so much. We must meet one another doing good. You know, we're all part of a community, aren't we? I mean, Bill and I, we're both Catholic, and that word Catholic, as I've said on other shows, means universal. So the invitation is to you listening, that we want to pray for you. We want to be, you know, help you to overcome whatever obstacles, especially if it does have to do with bullying, let you know that we're here. So I think this has been a good show.
It has. It definitely has. And we appreciate you joining us for it. And, you know, again, if you're listening to this on repeat, if this is something that you're listening to on repeat, I strongly encourage that you do join our Facebook groups, our Twitter. All you have to do is search for Sowing Hope Podcast on any one of them, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I think there's even going to soon be a LinkedIn that's going to do it as well. So all you got to do, though, is search for Sowing Hope Podcast, S-E-W-I-N-G, Hope Podcast. And I know there's some people out there wondering why this is like some knitting group or something. It's not a knitting group, folks. It's not. It is actually a It's a, you know, it's about sowing hope because we have, it's about, we use the word S-E-W-I-N-G because both Ann and I have had heart conditions. I have a bunch of patches sewn in my heart. I literally have patches and hope sewn into my heart, that is keeping it beating so I can talk to you right this very minute. So that's the reason why we use that play on words, but, and thank you so much for your time, and thanks so much for being here with me and doing this. It's truly a pleasure twice a week to do it. We should mention probably that I know you did it in the middle of the show, but we'll do it here at the end too. Is that our next broadcast is on Tuesday at 9 a.m. And Lord knows where we're going to be with the coronavirus by then. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that and some other topics, I'm sure, as well. But know that we're with you, know that we're praying for you and your families, and please reach out to us, right? Please reach out to us in any one of those ways. So thank you, Anne.
Thank you. I just want to end with some words from St. Teresa of Calcutta, otherwise known as Mother Teresa, says that not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love. And I think that's another way to overcome bullying is just realizing that the little things you do to be a better person and to be a kind person helps to make the world a better place, to help those affected by bullying. So we're praying for you, and thanks so much for listening. Join us again Tuesday, 9 a.m. Eastern time for our next topic, which is the coronavirus.
Yes, amen. Well, again, thank you to each and every one of you. We really, really appreciate you tuning in, whether you're listening on Podbean, or you're listening on YouTube. Thank you so much. And we look forward to being with you on Tuesday, next Tuesday. Have a great weekend. Have a blessed weekend. Have a safe weekend. And we'll talk to you then. I'm Bill Snyder. For Ann DeSantis, keep sowing hope into broken hearts.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Sowing Hope on Patchwork Heart Radio. For more information about this podcast and our ministries, visit our websites, patchworkheart.org and anndesantis.com. You can also follow and interact with us on Twitter at PWH Ministry or AnnDeSantis2.